and 804, the real estate license thing is coming back in. With the committee to not concur, and then, you know, he needs to have his little safe base, and so he's telling everybody he's voting not to do that stuff. So that's why we need to divorce, but it's. We come to order on Senate Bill 813. 813 is a special license for bed and breakfast, and we'd like to have the House members tell us what they've done to change the brew pub bill that is now different than when it last appeared in the Senate committee.
Representative Anderson probably has been adopted this as his favorite child.
Madam Chair, I'm not even a sponsor of the bill, but I guess I have adopted this, as you said. Several things that we did and changed the original draft of House Bill 2284, which was the first one that was sent over. The license exemption is reduced from 25,000 barrels to 10,000 barrels. Now, we find this on page 3, right. Section 4, if you follow from there. We made several changes. On line 11, we deleted the unpasteurized, and it's hard to find it over on the other side. But to give you a certain level of comfort, I believe that we've only left the unpasteurized in the new bill, line 28 and 29. Now, this is to sell on the licensed premises at retail malt beverages manufactured on the licensed premises only, unpasteurized form directly to consumer. So it has to be manufactured only on that premises. It can't be manufactured by anybody else if it's going to be unpasteurized. That's the only unpasteurized authorization that we have in the bill. To further give us a little more comfort, I believe, Madam Chair, is that starting on line 33, says a brewery public house, and we can read on, is not eligible for a brewery license, and that means the big breweries that are not in the micro, or, and here's sort of the meat of it, a wholesale malt beverage and wine license. Now, these are traditionally known as distributors.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Senator Day.
Let's go. That doesn't bother me. Let's go up to page 3 on line 21. To manufacture any license brand, store, transfer, sell to wholesale malt beverage and wine line, commission and export no more than 10,000 barrels of malt beverages containing not more than 8% alcohol by weight. We aren't going to let them be wholesalers, and we aren't going to let them be retailers other than on their own premises. Why are we going to let them export? Why? I mean, what's the point? As I understand
well,
why this
export,
was being...
I mean, Madam Chair,
Senator.
I assume, Senator, that means that they export to the wholesaler who in turn takes these 32-gallon barrels mm-hmm. to other taverns around, mostly other taverns who have microbreweries that are on tap. Some of them have as many as 21 taps where you can have everything from Bridgeport to Red Hook to Pyramid, various names like that.
I guess the question I was asking is that, as I understood when we originally heard this bill, this was to accommodate a small tavern who made their own bill so they could sell it really at retail on their own premises. Why are we going beyond this?
They can't sell that much. Mm-hmm. They do sell them by wholesale to other taverns as
the
well.
The genesis was a little, was actually the reverse. Four microbreweries in Northwest Portland came to me, essentially Dick Ponce, McMinniman, Widmer, and Bauman, not our Bauman, and said that they would like to essentially do in their breweries what you can do at a winery, just have your tasting room.
Okay.
And the whole purpose of this was that these microbreweries would essentially be able to sell some of their product on their premises. So the evolution was from the brewery to being able to sell.
I never understood that. I thought the purpose was that they had a tavern and they wanted to go.
Although I'll be very candid, one of these microbrewery people also has a tavern. McMenamin has a tavern, but...
But if they're going to go further than that, you got them covered. They have to become licensed or can not be in both. In other words, if they have to go, they have to go to the big... That's okay with me.
Okay. Do we have any other questions that we need clarified?
No, that's all I know.
Okay.
I move we agree with the House amendments.
Okay. Senator Day moves that the Senate concur with the House amendments to A and Gross to Senate Bill 813 and recommend repassage. We don't even need to have a vote. Senator Day and I agree.
Sure.
Thank you very much. We'll sign our papers.
You bet.
Thank you.